is commencement season, and particularly for HBCUs, it's a special time. Just this week, we saw Betsy DeVos, the head of the Department of Education, deliver her commencement address at Bethune-Cookman. Students booed and turned their backs on her. But that is not expected to be the case this weekend when a Howard University alum comes home to speak to the 2017 graduating class of Howard University.
I think calling on all of us to fully maximize our responsibility for leadership and take on the fight, frankly.
California Senator Kamala Harris addresses the group. She's expected to talk about a time like this and the challenges that lie ahead for those who graduate from Howard University.
A large part of what I will be thinking and talking about when I go back is the fact that a Howard University education historically and today produces leaders for our country.
The California senator says Howard was pivotal in her life, but particularly when it comes to politics.
When I was at Howard, I'll tell you, first of all, my first election, my first race for office was my freshman year at Howard University when I ran for freshman class representative of the Liberal Arts Student Council. And it was a tough race. My opponent was a Jersey girl. And so I will tell you that there is that part of it that has not changed. But then also I was at Howard when there was still an apartheid regime in South Africa. And we would go on the mall protesting and marching and shouting often about the need for the end of apartheid, but also the need for the Reagan administration to divest from South Africa.
Again, it is commencement season, and next weekend, Vice President Joe Biden travels to Baltimore, Maryland to deliver the commencement address at Morgan State University, where he will receive an honorary doctorate. April Ryan, AURN News.